This is different for us. We've never done this before for Get Well Wednesday. We're going to talk about the health of your pets.
Nice.
And we have Dr. Debbie Turner Bell. Dr. Debbie Turner Bell, former Miss America in 1990. Remember Debbie Turner?
It's not Miss USA. It is Miss America, isn't it?
Oh, yeah. Please get it right. You take that very personally. Don't confuse me with anybody that twirls.
Thank you, Doc.
Good morning, everybody.
Good morning.
Thank you so much for having me. It's a great honor. I'm very excited.
You are a veterinarian, and we're talking about your pet's health today.
Yes, indeed. I'm proud of you for taking your Wellness Wednesdays to the pets, because over 60% of U.S. households have a pet. Most people spend more on their pets than they spend on toys and candies for their kids. So pets are a big part of a lot of people's lives, and as we go into the summer season, there are a lot of very important health concerns to keep in mind to keep your pet health and safe, just as we have to keep ourselves healthy and safe.
And where do we start, Doc?
Well, you know what? Since I've talked already about summer, let's start with heat. A lot of people, we know we get hot in the summer, and we have enough sense to sit in the shade or sit in front of a fan or go in the air conditioning, but it's also important to protect your pets from the heat. I want to throw a statistic at you, and I bet this will surprise you. First of all, pets tend to overheat faster and to a greater extent than people, because dogs and cats do not have sweat glands on their bodies like we do. And, of course, sweating is one of the ways we release heat from our body. Generally, they only have them, they have a few on their foot pads, and then one of the ways that dogs releases heat is through panting. So they have a very limited way of releasing excess heat from their body, which makes them susceptible to heat stroke and heat exhaustion much faster than we are. And another thing is, people like to take their, particularly their dogs, cats don't generally like to ride in the car, but dogs love it. And then they leave the dog in the car, run into the store, or stop and talk to a neighbor, and that car literally turns into an oven in a matter of minutes. Even with the windows closed, the temperature inside a car can get up to 120 degrees in less than 10 minutes. Within 30 minutes, it's 130 degrees and soaring.
But you can't take the pet into the store.
Well, many places now, I live in the New York City area, which is very dog-friendly, so is D.C., so is Boston. Many places you can take your small dog into the store, but this is what I like to say. If you're not going to take your dog out of the car when you reach your destination, leave your dog at home. Mm-hmm. Because in the summer, it's just too dangerous. Even when it's 70 and 80 degrees outside, which is not particularly hot, the temperature inside the car, even with the windows cracked, soars just within minutes. So that's the first thing. Leave the dog at home. The dog will be okay. You know, you can go out and play in the backyard or take them to the park later. And speaking of which, for dogs who do need exercise every day, take them out for their daily walks or runs early in the morning and late in the evening. Avoid the heat of the day. And also avoid asphalt and concrete. We forget how hot those surfaces are because hopefully we have shoes on. And those hot surfaces can literally cause serious burns on their foot pads if they walk on them unprotected. So walk them in the grass, walk them in the dirt, or walk them very early in the morning, late at night. One other quick thing I want to add about that is, if your pet does overheat, and some of the signs of overheating is excess panting, the gums get dry, vomiting, lethargy, then give them some cool water, put them in a cool environment, or even douse them in some cool water. Not cold water. You don't want the extreme change, but cool water to help them cool down, because cooling them down as quickly as possible in a safe way is going to be paramount in preventing them from proceeding on to heat stroke, which is a life-threatening condition.
I have so many questions for you, Doctor, and I don't even have pets, but I am the godmother to two dogs.
Oh, very
good. I really welcome you because I know, and we're looking at all the texts this morning and people wanting to ask you questions about their dogs. Thank you so much.
It's my pleasure. Thank you, guys.
Yeah, here's one. Somebody asked, why does the dog have to chase the cat?
George Clinton, we'll get back to you on that one.
There's nothing but the dog in them.
There you go.